So Tayin Gedalia falls on the 3rd of Tishrei, and it is one of the days that the tragedies of the times of the destruction of the Second Temple occurred. The fast is mentioned explicitly in Zechariah, and it's considered one of the four major fasts according to Scripture. What occurred on this day? So it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and brought down the Rambam, that on this day, the 3rd of Tishrei, Gedaliah ben Achikam, which was the general and head of the Jewish people after the Churban, was assassinated. This assassination led to the final stage of the destruction of the temple and the dispersion and murder of our people. So it basically finalized the Churban. It's interesting to note that in Paiskim it's discussed if in truth Gedaliah was murdered on the 3rd of Tishrei, or if in truth he was murdered on Rosh Hashanah itself. And since we don't want to commemorate a fast on Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah to eat and drink, so they pushed the fast day to Gimel Tishrei. In any event, this year, since Gimel Tishrei fell on Shabbos, we are commemorating the fast today on Dalet Tishrei. Bechlau, the purpose of a fast day is not just the idea of not eating and drinking, but as it says in the Rambam in Hilchos Kindness, that it's to arouse the hearts in true repentance after contemplating the suffering that we experience due to our evil ways. So the purpose of fasting for each Jew to do an accounting of the soul. It's brought in Svarim, the Shlach Hadish, El Yerabah, to avoid, especially from getting angry on a fast day. When people don't eat, a lot of times their fuses are very, very short. So we're especially commanded on a fast day not to lose our temper. When does the fast begin? So the fast begins at Alayis HaShachar. Alayis HaShachar fluctuates based on each country, in altitude and where you are, so everyone has to look in their luach. But it's basically 120 fluctuating minutes, shows manias, before sunrise, according to the ruling of the Alter Rebbe. So it's give or take about 120 minutes before sunrise. From that time and on, we can no longer eat and drink. If a person went to sleep, then it's forbidden for him to eat, even if he woke up before Alayis HaShachar, before 120 minutes prior to sunrise, unless before he went to sleep, he stipulated that if he is going to wake up, then he plans on eating. Regarding drinking, a person is allowed to drink even if he didn't make the stipulation. But l'chatchila, it is best for a person to stipulate before he goes to sleep that if he wakes up before Alayis, he plans to eat and drink. Those exempt from the fast. Pregnant and nursing woman is brought in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 550, that from the letter of the law, they are exempt from fasting, and although there are more records that the custom is for them to fast unless they are in great pain or feel weak, practically today, the widespread custom for pregnant and nursing women is not to fast at all. If any woman has any question regarding this matter, they should contact their local rav. A person who is sick, like bedridden, is exempt from fasting. A person who is old and weak should contact his doctor, as it says in Paiskim, that if the doctor says it's detrimental for his health, then he is not required to fast. A person who is traveling is required to fast despite the difficulty that may be involved in fasting upon traveling. Children are completely exempt from fasting. This includes all children below bas and bar mitzvah. They do not have to fast. There's no such obligation of three fasts before bar and bas mitzvah. They don't even have to fast tainus shayis. They don't even have to fast for a few hours. There's absolutely no fasting obligation on children, as is explicitly written in Paiskim, including the Alter Rebbe in chapter 616, Halacha 9. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham does bring that it's proper for them to only be given bread and water. Although this is not the custom today, from this we learn that at least they should not be given sweets and things of the like. A question that occurs often, a person that forgot it was a fast day and he accidentally ate or drank, is he still to continue fasting? And the answer is yes, he should. A person on a set fast day, like one of the four fast days, he must continue fasting even if he already ate. It's discussed in Paiskim, however, if he has to make up the fast. But in any event, on the day itself, he must continue fasting. The davening on a fast day. So our custom is that we say slichas within davening, and because we say within davening, we skip the tachanun, the saying of ashamnu within the slichas, as we only say ashamnu one time within davening is brought in Kisvei Arizal. All the other laws and details of slichas that we already learned and studied are applied to this slichas as well. In Shacharis, we recite Avinu Malkeinu. After finishing Slichus, we say it instead of the Avinu Malkeinu that is said prior to Antoba Anachlo Neda, and we just switch it for this long Avinu Malkeinu. The Torah reading that takes place today by Shacharis and by Mincha is the Torah reading of Vayichal. Regarding Aliyahs, those that are not fasting may not be given in Aliyah. Therefore, it's best for someone who suspects he may get an Aliyah and he's not fasting to leave the shul while their Aliyahs are given out. In any event, the person was given an Aliyah, he is to try to get out of it and say that he is not fasting. It's discussed in placing regarding if someone feels embarrassed in doing so, if he's allowed to receive the Aliyah despite the fact that he's not fasting. Regarding Aneinu, the Minhag Ashkenaz is that we only say Aneinu in the private Shemina Esrei, in the silent Shemina Esrei of Mincha. And by Shachris we don't say it, however the Chazan does say it. So by Mincha, we say Aneinu by the prayer Shema Kileinu. If a person forgot to say Aneinu, then he is not required to repeat Shemina Esrei, and he does not go back and repeat the Bracha, if he already finished the Bracha of Shema Tfila, but he is to say it prior to the second year Lurotzei instead at the end of davening prior to Oisah Asholim. Regarding if a Chazan forgot to say Aleinu, that Aneinu, then it's brought in Peskim numerous different instances of when he's able to make it up. Such as if he remembered the middle of Rafa'enu, or if he already ended the blessing of Rafa'enu, then he's to say it only in Shema Fila, just like a Yachid. And each Chazan should be knowledgeable in these laws before davening for the Amud on a fast day. Regarding if not everyone in the minyan is fasting, the practical ruling according to Chabad Peskim, the Tzemach Tzedek, is that if there are at least three people fasting, then we recite Aneinu in the Chazaras HaShas Shemena Esrei. And the same also applies regarding Kriyas HaTayr. There are many other opinions that exist in this matter, and we cannot lengthen on this at this time. The meaning behind Aneinu is brought down in Svarim, in the Kolbay, another Svarim, that it contains 63 letters, which corresponds to the 63 letters of Hashem's name, which is Shem Sak. This corresponds to Bina and Gvura, and we thus recite it in order to sweeten the severities of Bina. So the idea is that we say the prayer of Aneinu in order to sweeten the Gvuras. The Seder of Mincha is that we give Tzedakah in exchange, in redemption of the fast, meaning the amount of food that we would have eaten, we give that amount to Tzedakah before Mincha. We read the Torah of Vayichal. Yahalu takes place as usual, which is followed by half Kaddish, and we remember to say Aneinu. Regarding the Siyas Kapayim, so whenever we, in Chazaras HaShas of Mincha of a fast day, the Chazan must always remember to say Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu, just like he would say by Shachars. In those areas, such as Yerushalayim, that they do Nesiyas Kapayim, so we do Nesiyas Kapayim by Mincha, only if it's after Plag HaMincha. Regarding rinsing the mouth on a fast day, so it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 567, halacha 3, that it's forbidden to wash the mouth on a public fast day. However, if it's causing one discomfort, the Mishnah Berurah brings that one may be lenient to rinse out his mouth. Based on this, the place can bring the Minchas Yitzchak, that if a person feels very nauseated or discomfort in his mouth, then he's allowed to even brush his teeth with toothpaste. Likewise, one may use mouthwash in such a case if he feels extreme discomfort or pain in his mouth. Regarding bathing on some Gedalia, there are Peskim that are stringent in this, but the general custom is to be lenient. And likewise, regarding listening to music, although there are Peskim that are stringent, the general custom is to be lenient. May these days turn over to days of Sasim the Simcha and Yom Tov, as concludes the Rambam in his Laws of Fast.